Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Well, hello, this is Bill Winston. Welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we have another exciting program for you today. We're teaching on the mystery of confession. Now, this particular teaching, again, is giving you an understanding of how your words work. A lot of people have heard the expression, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's not scriptural, because in the scriptures it says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what people are saying can really have a dramatic effect on their lives. Now, what we need to discover is how words work and how to use our words to repair the things in our lives. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says this, that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. See, the word of God comes with power. So when we speak that word out of our mouths, out of a believing heart, that word goes to work for us and will do exactly what God sent it to do. Remember over in Psalms chapter 107, verse 20, he said he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You see, when God sent the word, he sent it with enough power in it for healing. And that word can heal. Matter of fact, over in Proverbs chapter 4, it says the word is medicine. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying the challenge for us now is to say what God says. You see, in the midst of circumstances that don't look good at all, we've got to still declare what God says. Now, when we do that and our heart gets that word in abundance out of the heart, the mouth will speak. And when it does speak, it will release those words filled with the faith and the power of God. And it'll change anything in your situation. Let's get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. It's called The Mystery of Confession. How powerful is the word? Come over to Mark's Gospel and chapter 4, please. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Now, what am I doing now? I'm developing faith in your confession. See, because you got confession, but now you need faith in it for it to work for you. Let's look at this. All right? Look at Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Now, he didn't say let us go over there if the weather's good. He said, let us go over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. Watch this. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now let me put it in my own words. We're about to die. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, notice what happened. The enemy produced circumstances that caused their minds to think a certain way, and it came out of their mouths that they're about to die. Now, notice what the devil wanted. He wanted their tongue. He's trying to stop them from reaching their destiny. And the way he's trying to do it is affect their speech. And so what does he do? He brings circumstances. And in those circumstances, they perceive that this situation dictates to my natural reasoning that I'm not going to survive. And so they cried out, we're about to die. Look at the next verse, verse 39. And he arose and rebuke the wind. Now, let's not be callous here. He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the wind. Come on now. You got a situation in your life that you can rebuke. Man, you got to see this. See, he didn't get a bucket and start trying to help and team up. Hey, y'all team, yeah, get that over there. Get that bucket over there. Let's just, Because there are some situations, perhaps, that you can't get through except you speak words. Come on now. I'm saying that nothing can stop a storm. Look what he said. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, come on, be still. And you know, a lot of people haven't seen this. He was lining up with the word of God because he was full of the word. Jesus was the word. Turn to Psalm 89. Hold it. Don't leave that place right there. I'm coming right back. Psalm 89, please. Psalms 89. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now remember what I said, that a confession is to say the same thing, to agree or agree with God and what he says about us. Look what it says in Psalms 89. Have you got it? Look at verse 9. I'm shortening this now. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stilleth them. Lord Jesus. So he's acting on the word of God. It says already in the word, when that situation come up, still them. Now, I'm here to tell you now, we've been letting hurricanes and so forth and go forth, but you're in the kingdom. The word kingdom of God is a Hebrew, malchushimai. It means supernatural. And do you know we've been acting natural? We've been looking at the TV, getting scared like the world, come on, talking like the world, come on, and so forth, when somebody ought to rise up. You see, I know in your natural mind you say, wait a minute, I can't stop no storm. Right. But if you say what God said, God comes in and everything got to be still. You got to see what I'm saying. Turn back to Mark chapter 4. Have you got it? See, Jesus rebuked the storm and said to the sea, what? To the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Lord, have mercy. Now, I'm just saying, look what happened here as a result of words, man. As a result of words, I'm going to go through here on our study of this. And I want to convince you that words are the ultimate power and weapon that you have. It can change and rearrange the earth. The problem is that we've not been taught that. We've been taught to try to get out of it the best way you can, use our intellect and so forth. Folks, there are some situations that the intellect can't handle. So you may as well come on up in the supernatural right now and get wild for Jesus. You see, you are all right as long as you're in here praising the Lord, but when you have to go out in the front lawn and start talking to wind and so forth, I don't know whether I want the neighbors to see that. My wife, one day I asked her, I said, where's my wife? They said, she outside. I said, what's she doing? She out there talking to the wind and talking to the storm. I said, look out there, she out there. I said, Lord Jesus. Now, understand. Understand, we got to take Jesus public here. We got to, right. See, we. That's right. I know you're saying, oh, Pastor, now maybe that's going too far. Folks, things are coming. Amen. A storm is coming. You better get your words together. That's a prophetic word for you. All right, let me just try to finish this up. Lord have mercy. Ooh-wee. Let's see, where am I now? Okay. Now, so the devil wants your words. So don't say everything you see. Amen. Now, what are we doing now? We're cleaning up your speech. Amen. Come on now. We're shutting down your vocabulary. Because a lot of what you've been saying has been working against you. And you don't even know it. That's why the Bible, well, I'll show you that in just a minute. Look what it says here in verse 37. Matthew chapter 5. But let your communication, come on, help me now. Be yea, yea, or nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than that comes from the devil. Let me show you what it says in Amplified. I wrote it in my Bible. Let your words be simply yes, or let it be no. Simply no. Answering more than that comes from the evil one. So some of y'all need to just shut down. Come on now. Your blessings are caught overtaking you if you just shut down. Just say yes. Turn to your neighbor and say yes. Yes. Turn to the other one and say no. See how easy that is? Come on now. We used to all these explanations and all that. You ain't got to do that. See, now what has the enemy been trying to do? He has been trying to weaken your words. You heard some of these expressions we use. Now I'm talking about shut down your vocabulary. We've been using expressions like this. You know, every time I eat this, I get sick. Now that's your confession. Now wait, hey, how about this one? Laugh till I thought I'd die. How about this? You know, that thing cost me an arm and a leg. Now, see, you think that didn't matter, but Jesus taught every idle word that comes out of your mouth, you shall give account thereof. You got to see what I'm talking about. He was firm on words. Let's look. Where did I tell you to turn? James chapter 1. Look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Look what it says here. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, temptations, you can put in your Bible, testings or trials. So he's telling you when the devil's trying you, count it all joy. Now, I know that's more than a notion. Come on, because some of y'all can't wait to get on the phone and tell somebody about it. Now, listen to what he's telling you. He's talking about how to defeat that devil now. Look at verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works what? Patience or endurance. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting what? Nothing. See, that's what he wants. That's what God's getting at. God's getting at it so you won't have a single want. Look at verse 5. If any of you lack what? Wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God, that giveth to all men what? Liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, come on, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is a wave of the sea driven into the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he receive anything of the Lord. Now what is he saying? The devil sometimes gets into your life by your speech. And you need God's wisdom to find out how he got in. What are you saying? What are you doing that allowed that devil to get in your life like that? I'm telling you, folks, he can obscure the way he gets in so deceptively until you got to pray to get the wisdom of God to find out how he get in to get him out. All right, James chapter 1. I'm still there. Look at verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his what? Tongue, but deceiveth his own what? Heart. This man's religion is what? Vain. Now, in the kingdom of God, everything comes through the heart. The heart is the clearinghouse for the kingdom. Okay? So that's why you got to keep your heart, because everything comes out of your heart. For you as a believer, everything comes through your heart. Got it? Now, what does the devil want to do? He knows out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks? Your mouth speaks. So what he wants you to do is see a situation, see, and pack a lot of stuff in your heart that God didn't say, because he knows that's going to take care of your mouth. Got it? Now, what we do is we didn't mean to say that. Boy, I can't never get these bills paid. Well, you didn't mean that you don't ever get the bills paid. You said that because in your mind you couldn't get the bills paid. But when you said that, you deceived your heart. You made your heart feel that it wanted to grow. I can't never get them bills paid. And you form the image of that, and them bills get bigger and bigger and bigger. And instead of your mountain going away, your mountain is getting bigger, because you have deceived your heart into growing something that you never intended to grow in your life. Turn to Mark chapter 11 real quick. Yes, sir. So we're going to clean up your speech. But first, I got to give you some idea of how important your speech is. I'm talking about the little things you say. I don't care whether you said them around somebody. You can say them to yourself. Well, you just deceived your heart if it's not what God said. You just loaded something in your garden that God don't want to grow. And I'm telling you, the enemy is after watering it. He's after trying to reinforce it and trying to make you believe it, because he wants that thing to grow inside of you. And pretty soon it's going to come out of your mouth. And what we got to do is stop that. If you see the congregation see a certain way or something, and you know it should be another way, don't say it the way it is. Say it the way it's supposed to be. I'm telling you, folks, we can get everybody together, and I believe we got enough power in words that we can say something one week and it'll happen the next. Come on, we can say something. Come on now. We can get around a bed of somebody who's afflicted and they've been given just hours to die or something like that, and we can speak words, because words, he said, my word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is alive, and when you release it out of a believing heart, it goes to work, and it will not return void. It will do exactly what God said do. Folks, we need to declare some things over each other. We need to prophesy over each other. I ain't talking about prophesy that you gonna dis and lose your job. No, prophesy you gonna be a millionaire. You gonna be a billionaire. You gonna be healed. Your marriage is gonna be whole. Real quick. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, that's you, say whosoever is me, shall say to this mountain, Lord, have mercy. It could be a mountain in your life. It could be a problem in your marriage. It could be a situation in your house. It could be something in your job. It could be something in terms of money, so forth. That mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast where? Into the sea, and shall not do what? Doubt in his heart, but shall what? Believe that what? Those things that he says shall do what? Come to pass. What is he going to have? He going to have what he said. But I want you to underline one thing. that those things, underline it, that those things. Now, why would he say that those things? He didn't say that this thing. He didn't say this thing. Now, notice what we're doing. We're training you to believe everything you say is going to come to pass. That's where I'm taking you to. I'm taking you to a place where you're going to be able to move mountains. Not only in your life, come on, but you're going to move your cousin's mountain. Come on now. Saints, I believe our problem has not been money. Our problem has been our mouth. That if we can speak and believe, we'll have it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to train ourselves, just like the military. We're going to say a yay and nay. Amen. And everything else, we're going to say, I ain't talking about nothing else. That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to be able to say things. And when we say things, we're going to know they're going to come to pass. Amen. Now, what I'm asking the Holy Spirit to do is start checking you on your words. Yeah. Start. Yeah. He's going to be checking you. My wife, she was giving some people the laundry and taking my shirts and took my shirt to this cleaners. And when she took it to the cleaners, he left it there and she talked to the guy a little bit, the guy who was handling the shirt. And she said, you know, where you go to church and something like that. And he said, well, I don't go, whatever. She said, you know, you need to go to church. Just like that. Now, she didn't think no more of it. Then she came home. I went to pick up the shirts. When I got there to pick up the shirts, the guy was... He saw me and started fidgeting. I could tell it, you know, he was uncomfortable with me. And I walked up to the thing and he got my box of shirts and slammed them down on the counter. This is what he said. Before I could say hallelujah, I mean, good morning. He said, your wife told me I need to go to church. Now, wait a minute. Check it out. She said that. What did the Holy Ghost do with what she said? He took it and amplified it in that man's life. I'm telling you, folks, you can release words and you can release them on your children. You can release them on that spouse. Come on now. And if they're from the Word of God, God will get it. While they sleep, He'll amplify it. While they're awake, He'll amplify it. See, we've been working too hard. Speak the Word only and let God do the work. Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, here's what I want you to remember. The enemy is after your words. See, he produces situations that try to make you speak what you see instead of speaking what God said. And when you say what God says, your words come out with a kind of power that can virtually change and rearrange the earth. Glory to God. Can you see what I'm saying here? You see, when you say what God says, God watches over it and makes it good. So when God spoke, let there be light, it rearranged the earth. Darkness went, light came in. Well, the same thing happens here, except he's given us permission to speak his words. You know, sometimes we look at situations and people say, well, you know, the Lord is in control. Well, if he's in control, his situation is in a mess. But see, he has overall control, but he's given control to us to manage this earth. So as we say what he says, he can come in and work. Well, this is a teaching that you got to have. The address and phone number are on your screen. It's called The Mystery of Confession. Now, you don't want to miss this one. It is really teaching us how to use our words. We have been using words and you make me sick and I'm dying to go and girl, you kill me, all this kind of stuff. You got to cut that out because when we put this power behind your words, what you say is going to come to pass. So what you want to do is use your words to govern the situations in your earth and you're going to see that your life will be more enjoyable than ever before. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying, we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The truth has been hidden. The power has been kept a secret. But now the mystery is being revealed.
I had to find out that this earth is really governed by words.
Dr. Bill Winston uncovers the power your words have to change and rearrange every circumstance in your life. It's time to understand that what you say is what you get. When you order this barrier-breaking series entitled The Law of Confession, Volume 2, The Mystery of Confession.
Now what are we doing now? We're cleaning up your speech. Come on now. We're shutting down your vocabulary. Because a lot of what you've been saying has been working against you.
Order The Law of Confession, Volume 2, The Mystery of Confession today, and Dr. Winston will explain why you should value every word you speak, the importance of taking God's word public, how to speak from a believing heart, why no one can determine your future but you, and much more.
For the first time, some of you, since I've been teaching on this, have been checking words. Because we're starting to put a value on them. See, we're finding out it's more than noise. It's spirit.
To order your copy of The Law of Confession, Volume 2, The Mystery of Confession, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-